When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to answer a question that I've gotten from a few people. They keep asking me, well, is a narcissist intelligent? Are they smart? Are they smarter than us? Here's what I have to say to that. When it comes to narcissists, narcissists live a different kind of life than you live. Narcissists play by game rules. They're all about the game. They play games. So is a criminal smart because a criminal gets away with stealing or robbing? It's not that they're smarter, but they're more conniving, all right? That's the difference. It's not that they're necessarily more intelligent, but they are manipulators, okay? They get what they want by lies and manipulation. So they're street smart, in the sense that they know how to manipulate people or love bomb people to play upon their emotions. But the only reason a narcissist is able to get away with what they get away with is because you were unaware, that you thought you were dealing with an authentic person. You didn't realize that you were dealing with a shady person who was playing game on you. And the thing is, once you learn the game, you will spot these clowns all over the place. You will see them everywhere, okay? Because a lot of people play game, and it's all for control. It's all for control, or it's to get some kind of supply, or it's for admiration. So a narcissist is not, you know, necessarily super smart or more intelligent than you. It's just that they are smarter in a street smart kind of way. And the reason that they do what they do is a survival tactic in their minds. This is how they survive, because a narcissist lives in fear that other people will get over on them. So they always have to pretty much be one step ahead of you or screw you over first. That's why a narcissist will want to cheat on you, because they live in fear that you will cheat on them. And I actually saw a reel on this where they said, well, after you find out that the narcissist cheated on you, the narcissist's behavior will change and all of a sudden they won't trust you. And that is incorrect, because the narcissist didn't trust you even before they cheated on you. And that was one of the reasons why they did cheat on you, was because deep down in their mind, they don't believe anybody could be true. They don't believe anybody could be loyal. They feel it's a dog-eat-dog world. They've got to do what they've got to do to survive. And if you get hurt along the way, oh, well, that's your fault for being naive and not knowing the game. So when it comes to getting, you know, the short-term game, a narcissist does well, okay? They're very good at getting short-term gains. But in the long-term game, the narcissist loses. And why is that? Because everything that's in the darkness comes to light. And what does that mean exactly? That means that eventually they get exposed for being corrupt or being toxic or being a liar or being a cheater or being a thief. Eventually, when you live a certain way, it's going to catch up to you. And that's what happens to the narcissist. It's like a criminal. A criminal can go a long time, maybe robbing, all right, or stealing from people. But the longer they're in the game, the higher the chances they're going to get caught. And this is what happens to the narcissist. This is why narcissists lose marriages after being married, let's say 20 years. Their spouse or partner all of a sudden wakes up or is educated on something or starts to finally realize that this person isn't who they said they were, or the narcissist slips up, because they always slip up, all right? And then they lose everything. They lose their family. They lose their home. They lose their assets. They lose their children. So how smart are they? Not very smart when it comes to the long-term game, all right? See, a lot of people think like narcissists eventually, you know, they don't ever get their karma or they don't ever get their revenge. But when you are a spiritual person and you know how life works and you understand that, you will understand that everything that you reap, you will sow, okay? And the same thing with the narcissist. It may not necessarily happen right away. It could happen later on in life. Later on in life, the narcissist may be alone. The narcissist may have to settle for a supply that they don't want because they burned so many bridges of other supply that they would have been happier with. So they settle for whatever they could settle for with what's around, and usually they're unhappy, they're bitter, and they're miserable. And a lot of people won't be there for the narcissist because they remember how the narcissist was not there for them, all right? So when you spit in the wind, it's going to come back and hit you in the face. So listen to this. Narcissists, when you think about the rules of life, okay, and you've lived enough life, you will see that when you live a corrupt life and you don't follow God's divine laws, it will affect you later on. This is why you see people that may have been pedophiles that got away with it for many years and down the road they got caught. This is why you see politicians or Hollywood producers end up in jail because of the lifestyle that they lived, you know, having no empathy for their victims, but eventually it catches up to them and they get caught. So really, how smart are they? They're not very smart in the long-term game. In the long-term game, they will screw up and they will get caught and they will be exposed, all right? Why is that? Because it's not the truth. See, when you're a person of the truth, you never have to worry. You never have to worry about being exposed. You never have to worry about anything in court. You never have to worry about getting in trouble. But when you're a person of lies and deception, you always have to worry. You always have to worry because there's always somebody smarter than you out there. And this is what the narcissist doesn't realize. They think that they can manipulate anybody, but they themselves get manipulated by other people. They can get manipulated by other narcissists. So they're not smart in an intelligent way of life. They're smart in a street smart way to survive. That's how they function. Like, and with them, everything with the narcissist is about this world. And I'm getting spiritual with you guys because you got to think outside the box. You got to think about how things work. What are you doing on this planet? And what is your purpose in life? It's not just about getting a nice car. It's not just about getting a nice house, because all of these things will perish one day. Everything in the flesh will perish one day, but the spirit lives forever. And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be a religious person, but you have to think outside the box. Some people can do it and some people get it. And some people are closed-minded and don't want to think that way because they're bitter, or, you know, they don't believe in certain things. They're closed-minded. It doesn't make sense to them. And it doesn't make sense to them because they haven't opened their minds and done their research and really explored. But they don't want to. You can't make people see what they don't want to see, because that's the way narcissists are. They have tunnel vision where they only want to see what they want to see. And if you tell them the truth, you explain to them the truth and everything like that, they won't acknowledge it because they can't deal with shame. So instead, they'll gaslight, they'll deny it, they'll say it doesn't happen, they'll say they don't remember, and they won't acknowledge any of these things, okay? So the bottom line is this, you guys. They're not life smart. They can be intelligent. They could be successful in business, Because in business, especially if they're in the corporate world, when you're in the corporate world, you have to be pretty much an ass kisser. And if they're a covert narcissist, they'll do very well in the corporate world, because it's all about ass kissing to the boss and playing up to the boss and manipulating the boss. It doesn't necessarily mean that your coworker is smarter than you. It just means that your coworker is praising the narcissistic boss's ego, and that's how they're working their way up the ladder. It's not necessarily that they could do the job better than you, or they're more intelligent better than you, but people will promote people that inflate their ego if they're narcissistic. So narcissists will promote other people that could be narcissistic, you know, manipulating them for something, because they like the admiration that these people are giving them. It's not that these other people are smarter. It's just that these other people, you know, are better manipulators. So narcissists aren't necessarily more intelligent, but they're more manipulative, okay? That's the difference. They are more cunning. They are more con artists. They know how to, you know, be chameleons and change up around different people for different things that they want. If they want a supply of sex, they know how to beef up somebody's head and make them feel on top of the world if that person is really looking for love. See, a narcissist, one thing about narcissists where they're intelligent is that they study people. Narcissists study people, and you'll see it. If you're in a room with them, they'll be watching everybody around, and they'll be studying their expressions. They'll be studying what makes them trigger. They'll be studying how they are around other people. They will see, you know, where are your vulnerabilities, and they will play upon what they've learned by studying you. That's why when you deal with a narcissist, you've got to be a poker face so that they can't read you. Because then they will know they'll know when you get upset, they'll know when you get angry, and they know what triggers you. So you've got to be like a gray rock when you deal with a narcissist so that they don't know what your vulnerabilities are, okay? So they're very good, in a sense, to be able to study people. They're very good at, you know, manipulating people. They're intelligent that way. But it's like, again, they have criminal minds. Narcissists have criminal minds, which means that they can get over on somebody and they don't care about the consequences of whether it hurts somebody, because they're just looking for their own personal gain in something. It could be a financial gain or whatever gain they're trying to do. This is why they have no empathy, because they're thinking about themselves. And yet they're not worried about who they hurt. They don't have any kind of moralistic values. Narcissists don't have morals and values. And why do I say that? Because they lie, okay? A liar does not have morals and values. Narcissists don't always do the right thing, okay? So what does that tell you? They don't have morals and values. They are not people of God. They don't believe that they have to answer to a higher God, or that, you know, they have to do the right thing. A narcissist is not about doing the right thing. They're about doing what's right for them. So they are not people of God. Understand this. They don't live by the divine law. They don't believe in doing the right thing and, you know, speaking the truth. They are about darkness. And this is why they will take you down, because they don't care. They're all about themselves and they don't care who they hurt along the way. But in the long realm of things, they will destroy themselves. Narcissists eventually destroy themselves, because when you live a shady or crooked life, it's going to catch up to you, okay? Whether it's in this world or the next world, every evil deed will be judged, okay? So they too will be judged for all the evil that they, you know, inflicted on innocent people. But your job is to distance yourself from evil. You don't have to forgive people because, you know, God says to forgive them. What you have to do is distance yourself from the evil of this world. And I know I've gotten spiritual with you guys about this, but sometimes you have to be spiritual in order to understand the long, you know, realm of how life rolls out. And you'd only know this if you lived enough life and you saw what happened to these people. And I've seen what's happened to narcissists, how they were, you know, some of them were very deceptive. They were cheaters. They were liars. They were manipulators. And in the end, the tables turned on a lot of them. A lot of them, people went against them in the end because, you know, people remember who was there for them and who wasn't. And that's why a narcissist, for instance, that was never there for their children, later on, their children are not going to be there for them when they're later and they're older in life. And, you know, now all of a sudden they can't run around like they used to. And now all of a sudden they want to be a family man or family woman. And, oh, they want to be in their children's lives. Well, guess what? Those children remember that you were not there for them. And you're going to be very much alone. And nobody's going to want to be around you. Why? Because you were selfish. See, children are very perceptive. They remember. But I'm getting off topic here, you guys, about whether narcissists are intelligent. Again, they are they could be intelligent. They could be book smart intelligent. But their way of doing things is corrupt. And that's what ruins it for them. All right? Like I said, they may get over here or there on different people. They may be able to move up the corporate ladder. They may become successful in careers, but eventually they destroy themselves because when you're a corrupt person, you're going to get exposed the longer time goes on. And like I said before, you will see this if you watch the news, you watch politicians that got to the top and became very successful. And now they're in court. They're trying to defend themselves. They've been exposed for having affairs, or they've been exposed for sex trafficking and other things like that. All of these things that were in the darkness come to light. So in general, the narcissist is stupid in the game of life. They're stupid in the game of life. And that's why a narcissist will panic when they're close to death. If you've ever seen it, when a narcissist is close to death, they panic. And you know why? Because the realization is they can no longer manipulate anybody, and they fear of the unknown. A narcissist likes to have control of their life and people around it, and they fear the unknown. So they will panic later on when they're close to death because of all the evil things that they have done in their lives. And they realize it. It's not like a narcissist doesn't realize that they've done evil things. They are aware of it, but they justify whatever they did as a means of survival. They had to do what they had to do in their minds, okay? So I hope that makes it clearer for you. So don't ever sit there and say to yourself, oh, you know, the narcissist is smart or the narcissist is intelligent. They're intelligent because, you know, you're only as smart as who you deal with. So, you know, this is what narcissists don't realize too. By being conniving, by being a liar, guess what? That doesn't always work on everybody. There's other people that know the game. So if a narcissist tries to play game on someone who knows the game, guess what? They lose. Because that person, the minute that they see that they're playing game on them, if they're smart, they're not going to deal with the narcissist. So the narcissist just lost out in thinking that everybody is stupid and they're smarter than them. So they lose out on people, they lose out on supply, because what they don't realize is that they're not the smartest person in the world. A lot of them are actually flat out stupid, okay? But they think because they play game and you don't know the game, that they're smarter than you. It's just that you haven't had the education or the awareness to realize that there's, you know, shady people in this world. There's evil people in this world, that not everybody is built like you. Not everybody does the right thing. Not everybody speaks the truth. Just because somebody tells you they love you doesn't fucking mean they love you. I can't say this enough to you guys. Just because somebody tells you they love you doesn't mean they love you. What have they shown you to prove that they love you? Tell me that. What have they shown you? Just by being nice one or two times, or maybe going out of their way for you one or two times? What about the other 85% of the time that they weren't there for you, or they lied to you, or they criticized, judged you, and put you down? Is that love? No. So you've got to have your brain focused and recognize this and say to yourself, just because somebody's telling me they love me, they haven't shown it. They haven't shown it. They're cold, unaffectionate. They haven't been there. They've ghosted me. That's not love. Love doesn't want to see people hurt. Love doesn't abandon someone that they care about. So you guys, you got to be focused. Focused, all right? Again, I'm off tangent. But understand this. The only intelligence that a narcissist could have is the fact that they're game players and they know the game. And they play game on people that don't know the game. So that's why you've got to listen, and listen to my podcasts so that you are aware of the game. And when people come by and try to play game on you, you recognize it and you say, not today, Satan. I'm not dealing with you. I see that you're manipulating me. I see that you're giving me a lot of flattery because you want something. When narcissists are nice, they want something from you. When narcissists are cold, it's because they don't need you, all right? Or they're trying to punish you. So they're intelligent in the sense of being a manipulator. In the scheme of life, they're flat out stupid. And they could be intelligent about certain topics. You know, if they go to school, they could be smart. There's a lot of people that have higher degrees that, you know, are narcissists. They're very, very smart. There's a lot of doctors that are narcissists that are very successful doctors, but they have zero empathy, okay? They're very cold, unaffectionate, to people that they're supposed to treat. You know, they don't have any empathy. And what does that do? That makes them lose a lot of patients because people don't want to deal with a doctor that has a horrible bedside manner or a doctor that doesn't return your calls or something like that. So that personality defect of being a narcissist will hurt them in their careers, even if they are an intelligent person, because the narcissist can't humble themselves. All right. They can't humble themselves and they will lose people in life because a lot of people don't want to be around somebody like that. That is, you know, hard, critical, judgmental. There's a lot of people that won't deal with you, even if you know what you're talking about and you're smart, because you don't have, you know, that kind of empathy that people need. And especially in something like the medical field, you know, where people are sick. I'm just using that as an example. So understand this. They're not necessarily more intelligent than you. They just knew the game. They could be intelligent in careers, but that personality defect of being a narcissist is going to hurt them down the road because they're going to burn bridges and people are not going to want to deal with them, or they're going to get exposed for their lies, their cheating, they're you know, being thieves and trying to steal from people. All of this will come to light because the truth always surfaces and what's in the dark always comes into the light. So, you know, again, in the long game, they're stupid. So I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.